Hi everyone, my name's Michelle Townsend and I'm quite new to this podcast by FN. I just want to introduce myself and what my podcast is going to be about because I've been on other social media and done live videos and stuff like that. But I thought I'd do some podcasts just because I can and that. So my name's Michelle, as I said, Michelle Townsend, and I'm a life coach. But before I get into that, I just want to tell you a little bit about my background and also who I am. You know, so my background is in care work. Now, how I got to care work was an interesting story, and it was I had a speech impairment and I'm dyslexic, and I went to a special school with special needs, like kids, and that, so people with, say, autism, say, Asperger's, Downs, learning disabilities, behavioural issues and that. And the reason I went there, as I said, I had a speech impairment, so my learning was very slow and that. To be quite honest, I could have went to mainstream school with support, if there was enough, like a staff who actually understood my disability. But back in the 80s and 90s, there wasn't so much, and it felt that smaller classes would be much more better for me, which it turned out to be right. So I thank you very much to my parents and also the teachers for putting me through special needs education, because they actually made me the person I am today. And so yeah, I left school and I went to college, and I found college really boring. So I left college and then I went into work. And I always, like I said, I wanted to work with people with learning disabilities. And I found out about this condition called autism by doing some voluntary work. And this lad kept on saying, "What's your name? What's your name?" And I said, "Michelle, Michelle, Michelle." And I wasn't as fast speaking as I am now. And so I went to his mum and I said, "Why does, you know, he keeps on saying, 'What's your name?'" And she said, "It's because he doesn't know what else to say to you, but he wants to communicate with you. So maybe if you ask him questions, maybe he can then answer them." So that's what I'd done. And I found this guy very interesting. His autism, to me, autism, back then didn't mean anything. It was just, a boy, a few years younger than me. I was, about 15, so he must have been about maybe 10 at the time. And I was a volunteer and that. And so I coach him doing sports and taking them out on, a day trips with other volunteers and that. And it was absolutely great fun. And then that's kind of inspired me to work with more people, like him and that. And I found, information out about autism. And I spent my whole life, actually, working with people. I got friends with autism and Asperger's and that. But I spent most of my time with people with autism and Asperger's, and so my podcasts are going to be about that. So I went into care work, and from there, the rest is history. I'm now a full-time mum. I got twins, they 7 months old February at the end. And they are brilliant. They are a boy and a girl, and they are a joy in my life. And so what else can I tell you about myself? I'm a great believer in mindset, and you hear this a lot about mindset, and it's a buzzword around, but I do believe that in life you need to be really kind of strong in some places, and you can be vulnerable as well. So being both is absolutely fine, as long as you are in control. And what I found that in my 20s, I really lacked confidence, I say, in myself, where now in my 30s, I feel more confident than ever. And being a mum of two actually has made me even a greater like person. And what I want to talk to you about in the podcast is just feeling being right about yourself. Yeah, some people think that, oh well, if we think too much that we are great, we are amazing, that we are, say, selfish, and we are not. Most people will put themselves before others, and some other people, like myself, will put, say, others before themselves. So it's a catch-22, isn't it? But I think that you need to kind of make sure that you are happy, because if you are happy, your family will be happy. And certainly I kind of like experience that within my life, was it in the past like 10 years, and that I've gone from being okay to good to now absolutely amazing, and that, and I'm really enjoying life, and that's the most important thing. So what is it, people say we're only on this planet for maybe 70 years if we are lucky. And I think that what's it, you should live every day, and that you should see the world as one opportunity to do things to help the planet, to help people, and that, because if you give what's it, you will be rewarded. And I truly do believe in that. So yeah, my broadcasts are quite deep. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, what a load of rubbish, no, maybe this is not a, a podcast for you. But if you are listening to this and you think that it can be motivational and you will get something from it, then please follow me, because I'm going to be doing more of these, because there's a lot more to tell, and I'm not going to like fit it in a 10-minute like broadcast. So yeah, so what else to tell you? I am a life coach. I haven't been coaching in my practice for very long, only kind of like a few years now, and because I've been doing hands-on work with people with learning disabilities and autism. The thing about me is I like to be real. I like to do stuff that is passionate, and I've got a love for doing. I don't believe in doing something just for the money, because in my view, that is wrong. But in other people's views, that's not wrong, and that's absolutely fine. But for me personally, it's about doing something that you love and you are passionate about. Because when you are like that, you deliver much more better. So in my life coaching, I tend to work with people with autism and Asperger's, and people who are dyslexic, parents, you know, who are struggling with their kids, you know, behavioural wise, you know, or maybe it's a teenager. I also work with professional people who like my kind of like a style of coaching, and that, and kind of thinking. And I can help businesses go from, you know, not having much to hopefully, if they work hard enough, to be successful. And that, so that's me in a nutshell in 10 minutes. So if you have got, say, any questions in that, please go to the website www.michelletownsend.biz, and I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much, and speak to you all very soon. Bye for now.